嗨，大家早上好，欢迎收听这一期的早安英文，我是卡拉。
And I'm Joseph.
今天要和大家聊一聊面试时用英文做自我介绍有什么需要注意的事情。Joseph 作为一名地地道道的 native speaker, 今天我要来帮大家求证一个问题。Do you judge what the Chinese people said by how fluent their English is and how natural their pronunciation and accent sounds, or by their ideas and thoughts?
Maybe a little bit of both, but I think as long as you can easily get your ideas and thoughts to me without confusing me with your vocabulary, I'm okay with it. My biggest problem is when someone's trying to, you know, show off with their English and they use big words and their pronunciation is bad. Don't try that. Just speak naturally to get your thoughts across to me.
为什么一开始就强调这一点呢？因为大家现在说英文，很多人都会过于紧张，非常不自信，然后呢，过于在乎每句话是不是有语法错误，发音地不地道。但其实呢，they just need to understand the main points of what you want to communicate. 所以只要能够准确地表达你想传达的意思就好，毕竟人家也能够明白说英文是你的第二语言，对吧？
Right, so I don't care if you're speaking English to me or if you're speaking Chinese to me. I'm only paying attention to what you have to say, not what you sound like when you're saying it.
没错，我觉得现在有部分人吧，就是有点跑偏，所以呢，我们你想我们训练发音学习语法其实还是为了 make ourselves understood, 所以其实还是为了交流想法来服务的，那不要觉得不自信。
And in AmericaUnless your job was for something on the radio or, you know, where people would have to listen to you and understand you every single moment, you can't go to a job interview and they would say, we're not going to hire this man. I don't like his accent.
所以就这一点在工作当中就更是如此了。只要你的想法是棒的，你的能力是到位的，能够通过语言准确传达就好了。那么面试的自我介绍呢，自然就是工作范畴当中的。所以记得 confident, enthusiasm 和 passion 这几个关键词。也许口音不地道不会给你扣分，但是如果你因此展现出来了不自信，却会让人家对你的印象大打折扣。如果你想查看本期节目的文字笔记，欢迎微信搜索关注早安英文，私信回复笔记两个字就可以看到了。另外，我们为大家准备了免费的神秘学习大礼包，请微信搜索关注早安英文，回复福利两个字就可以看到了。好，接下来我们就好好讲讲英文面试时不可避免的这个 Can you tell me a little bit about yourself? 这个问题要怎么回答？
Well, the first thing, you know, is the opening. It's just something you should keep simple. Introduce yourself, maybe your name and a few basic things about yourself.
就开头简单打招呼，简单介绍自己就可以了。
Yes, but in China, when I hear someone give an interview, it's always, you know, good morning or hello or something like this, but then it goes way off track and it's really my honor to have this opportunity to have an interview and I hope I can make a good performance today and I'm confident that I can get you to blah blah blah. I don't care.
So this actually is not a good example, right?
No, because I asked you a simple question. I want to know who you are. I don't care how you feel. Maybe I can ask you later about your feelings, but right now I want to know your name and maybe why you're here or where you came from, but not how you feel.
Joseph 就是太直爽了啊，这个人。好，但是的确这个说法是会让人觉得太过冗长，太过啰嗦，有点感觉跑题。人家只是问让你介绍一下你自己，对不对？但是你开始啰嗦一堆，人家也不 care。所以呢，其实而且啊，它其实是一个很明显的背的文案，所以甚至都不能顺带体现你的英文水平。这种毫无意义的事情，干嘛要做呢？对吧？而且呢，你这样一开口，也许面试官就留下了一个。哎，觉得你就很 average, 然后就很无趣的这样一个印象了。所以正确的做法是怎么样呢？ Can you show us a good way to do it?
Well, the first thing I wanted to say before I give my example is, if you're doing your introduction in Chinese, do it your way. I understand the culture is different, so I'm not saying don't do it in Chinese this way. I'm saying in English to make a good impression to a foreigner, do it our way right now. So the first thing would just be the simple part,Good morning, or hello, or welcome, everyone.
就打招呼 greeting, 就简单一点就好了。早上好，各位。
Right, and then just give your name. You can give your full name if you want. You can give just your first name, depending on what kind of interview it is. But then just say, you know, maybe you have a Chinese name, and you want to introduce yourself because you're a Chinese person. So introduce yourself, say your Chinese name, and then you can say, but my English name is this, or you can call me this.
So if there's English interviewers, they won't have to struggle to read your Chinese name every time. It's thoughtful, I think.
Right.
就是你介绍你的中文名字，然后呢，如果说有这个英文面试官的话啊，你可以贴心一点，说一下你的英文名字，这样子呢，人家就不用每一次都，就非常艰难的去念你的这个中文的名字的拼音了。总之呢，这个趴一定要记得简单的打招呼，简单的介绍自己啊，不要搞得太冗长，太啰嗦了。好，接下来呢，给大家一些很好的范例，你可能可以用到的一些句子。Try these. Number one, I can summarize who I am in 3 words. 意思就是说，我可以用三个关键词来概述一下我自己。
Right, I like this sentence because you can grab their attention immediately because it demonstrates your ability to be concise, creative, and compelling. The second one that you could possibly use if you wanted to would say something like,You know, I may seem like this kind of person, but people who know me best know that I am a this kind of person.
嗯，这样听起来就更加的客观。别人是怎么描述你的？比如说刚刚 Joseph 举的这个例子，就说最了解我的人呢，他说我是如何如何的。或者呢，你也可以讲 the compliment people give me most frequently is 什么什么什么。这 compliment 就是称赞的意思，就别人夸我夸的最多的是什么什么。
The next thing, of course, is to show your passion, to show your determination. I believe that's very important.
大家都知道面试的时候啊，你真的需要展现你的决心以及你对这个行业这份工作的热情。那如果简单一点的话呢，你就可以直接讲 My passion is 什么什么。夸张一点呢，你就可以扯到你的小时候，你可以讲 When I was 7 years old, 或者 Ever since I was a little girl, I was a little boy, I always wanted to be.就是在我7岁的时候，或者当我还是小女孩、小男孩的时候，我一直都很想做一个什么什么样的人，或者什么什么样的工作，然后呢，把你申请的这个职位加进去就好了。
Or maybe you could say something like, there's a famous quote that I heard once and I like to live my life by it. And you give your example of this kind of quote that you love and you use it every day to better yourself because it can prove your development as a person and that it's a part of your growth plan. It also shows that you are able to motivate yourself.
Okay, again, the sentence is, the quotation I live my life by is 什么什么 right? 啊，这个呢也是体现你个人非常的怎么说呢，独立清醒啊，就是我的人生呢一直以一个什么什么样的一种原则进行着，其实就是介绍自己的座右铭的一种感觉吧。好的，感谢大家收听我们今天的节目。如果你想更加系统的学习英文，欢迎加入我们的会员课程。了解详情请微信搜索关注早安英文，回复会员两个字就可以了。
The last thing that I want to mention is that we're trying to make a quick and concise good first impression to someone, so we want to impress them and want to mention something about yourself, but you don't want to talk about yourself too much because other people will stop losing interest in what you're saying, so you should seem very prepared and keep yourself interesting but not talk too long so they lose interest in you.
Yeah, 这一点呢不知道能不能说是一个小心机啊，很多朋友都会忽略这一点，就是当你们想给对方留下一个好的或者说深的印象的时候啊，除了一味的讲述自己之外，也许聊一聊别人所做的事情或者说别人感兴趣的事情会起到一个事半功倍的效果，就是人家也可能也不是那么想知道你到底是怎么一回事，是吧？所以呢，社交是这样，面试也是一样的。
And also, don't be afraid to ask a simple question about the place that you're having an interview with because it will show that you actually do care about this company or this place. So if you ask the question something like, I read or I heard that your company focuses on this or is known for that, it sounds like you have done your research and you want to ask and learn more about this interview.
就是这句话的意思呢，就是说我有读到或者说我有听说你们公司致力于做什么什么，或者说你们公司以什么什么而闻名，这样子呢就显得哎你是做足了工作来的，而且呢你对我们公司所做的这个事情呢非常的感兴趣。
Another thing you could say is I've been following your company and I know that you're paying more attention to do this one thing or I know that you're trying to focus more on doing this other thing. It also shows passion in this company and would maybe impress the person givingthe interview.
这句话的意思就是说我一直都很关注你们的公司，并且呢我知道你们现在正在做一个什么什么样的事情，也是体现了一个你对这个公司的一个持续的关注。
Right, and it would be good to mention about your interest and your previous experience for this company, and a sentence you can use for that would be something like, I previously worked on a project related to your company or related to what your company does, orIf it was a tech company related to your technology.
就是如果有的话，这一点一定会大大的加分。你可以说，我之前啊做过一个这样的项目，和你们公司的这个技术有关，就是你们公司所做的这个事情。 So all of these will show that you've done your homework and familiar with what they do.
Right, your questions show interest, and if you had experience with the same thing that they do, then it also shows you have some previous experience, and it would show that you have something valuable to bring to this company.
尤其是如果说你有之前相关的经验的话，人家可能会觉得说啊，你应该会对我们的公司能够起到一些作用，能够做出一些贡献。
And I guess that'll wrap it up for today. Again,My name is Joseph.
我是卡拉。我们今天的这个节目啊，非常非常的密集，应该是希望能够大家能给大家起到一些作用。好了，拜拜喽。
We'll see you later.